Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis extended the state's disaster emergency order for another 30 days. Colorado Politics reports that it's the fifth time he's issued that order since March 10th. The extension comes as there is no end in sight to the COVID-19 pandemic, and with outbreaks reported at more than 70 locations during June. Last night on MSNBC, Polis said he worries about the growing outbreaks in Texas and Arizona, with people from those states traveling to Colorado. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reports the average age of people in the state testing positive for the virus has dropped from the upper 40s in April to 32 years old now. Nine News reports that the age groups under 50 make up less than 1% of the statewide deaths. However, a state spokesperson said it's only a matter of time before transmission in young people increases transmission in older and at-risk populations, because younger people are much less likely to show symptoms and they can silently spread the virus. Denver's coronavirus testing site at the Pepsi Center closed its gates after noon yesterday. As demand grew so high, city officials were concerned that lab capacity, which is already limited, would delay test results further. The Denver Post reports that the early closure of the site is the latest indication that testing capacity in Colorado remains fragile, with cases surging in parts of the U.S. and shortages of testing supplies nationwide. Meanwhile, a new study shows that more than twice as many women than men dropped out of the labor force in Colorado as the pandemic forced business closures and layoffs earlier this year. The state's unemployment rate peaked at around 12% in April and has since dropped to 10%. Colorado Politics reports that before the pandemic, the gap between male and female workforce participants was less than 4 percentage points, but now the difference is greater than 7. An author of the new report done by the nonpartisan Common Sense Institute in Greenwood Village said one of the largest drops in the labor force was seen in women over the age of 35. After a two-week break without meetings, Boulder City Council reconvened last night and received an update on how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting local residents. Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Zayak said the county's five-day average of the new coronavirus-19 cases is back down to the lowest levels reported in late May. According to Zayak, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts cases will continue to level off for most age groups.
Again, you've seen this multiple times. It just illustrates we are staying flat across the region in terms of hospitalizations. This is where CDPHE's update, they expect that unless there's some kind of massive change, that we would continue to see flat numbers as we go into the summer. And one thing that could drive a change, just people that are in that older age category. So once you're into that 50 to 59 and above age category, you start to look at hospitalizations and you can see greater numbers of hospitalizations.
The local health department issued a press release Tuesday reminding parents that children older than 2 years of age should wear face coverings, noting that kids can carry and transmit the virus to others, including vulnerable adults. Zayak said face coverings for children younger than 12 were not mandated at the start of the pandemic, but they are nonetheless recommended. The climate lawsuit filed by the city of Boulder, Boulder County, and San Miguel County against giant oil companies will remain in state court. The defendant oil companies had wanted to move the case to a federal court, which they consider to be more friendly. However, yesterday, a federal appeals court denied the oil company's request, and so the case will stay in state court in Boulder. The counties and the city are seeking damages from the oil giants for what they say are the effects of climate change. Denver's Climate Action Task Force released a lengthy report yesterday making a number of recommendations that could change the way life looks in the city. The Denverite reports that the group urged immediate and decisive action to reduce the impact on the climate and to prepare for climate change. Among the recommendations, homes and buildings should be retrofit to support energy efficiency, and there should be stricter requirements for new buildings. The bus system should be expanded, made fully electric, and more affordable. There should be an investment in infrastructure for electric vehicles and an end to the use of natural gas for heating and cooking as much as possible. The recommendations are the result of months of meetings among Denver citizens appointed to the Climate Action Task Force. In response to the report, Denver Council President Jolan Clark said it's huge, and he thinks it's an extraordinary heavy lift, but he thinks anything less is a failure. A deputy in the Denver Sheriff's Department will lose 4 days of pay for using a chokehold on a jail inmate. Officials of the Department of Public Safety determined that Deputy Sean Radigan used inappropriate force when he crossed his arm over an inmate's neck while transporting him to a cell. The Denver Post reports that the man was not injured, and there are no reports he complained of not being able to breathe. He declined to be interviewed for the internal investigation.